All right, folks. Another nice, bright Thursday afternoon here in New England. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got an interesting guest today. Mr. Phelps, the author of Vatican Assassins. Very interesting topic. Talking about the Jesuits, orchestrators of a lot of havoc in history. And we'll be talking about that, how they've been working behind the scenes, engaging in all kinds of corrupt activities. The Vatican, like a lot of other major institutions around the world, I'd argue all major institutions, lusts for power, always has. Anybody familiar with the history of the Vatican during the Dark Ages certainly should know that. And nothing has changed in history. She's just changed her tactics. She now operates more clandestinely. But she wants to emerge once again as the great source of ecclesiastical power in the world, like what she had enjoyed in the Middle Ages. And as always, the problem that we're dealing with here has nothing to do with Roman Catholic people, just like the problem with Zionism has nothing to do with Jews. It just has to do with corrupt individuals who lust for power, who hijack institutions to hide behind the cloak of religion to serve their corrupt political aims. So that's what we'll be talking about. Before we go to him, just got to go through some announcements here again, just to remind our listeners, our pledge drive is still continuing. Began last Friday. It's still going on now, almost a week. So just to remind listeners, we're in need of your contributions to help keep programs like this going, help keep RBN on the air. So whatever you're able to give, if you could call 1-800-724-2719, we'd greatly appreciate it. Again, that's 800-724-2719. Or you can go and send your check to RBN Office, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that address is RBN Office, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, a reminder, we're offering Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that either by calling 800-724-2719 or simply by going to republicbroadcasting.org. You can order there through PayPal. Also, my two books, The New World Disorder, as well as Piercing the Fog of 9/11, are available on CD for $10, which includes shipping. Or you can order them in the printed version. The New World Disorder is huge, 8.5 by 11 format, big size book, almost 300 pages. Referenced with over 500, I think it's going on almost 600 references now. This book grows all the time. I'm always adding to it. The current version has, again, almost 600 references. It covers the whole gamut from A to Z of the New World Order, how it began, what they're up to now, what they're proposing for the future, how they hijacked our education, our media, organized religion, you name it. It's all in there. And, of course, the 9/11 book covers the whole fiasco, gives a history of state-sponsored terrorism, how they pulled it off, and talks about the corrupt aims that they've been accomplishing through this faked terrorist attack. When we come back, I'll tell you how you can order that, and then we'll be talking with our guest regarding the Jesuits. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Threats Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. And to finish what I was saying before the break, once again, if you want to order those two books on CD, it's $10, includes shipping, or you can order them in the printed version. Those are $30 a piece. Again, that includes shipping. And you can get them by writing to me, Charles Giuliani, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Again, 39 Fruit, Milford, Mass., 01757. Or you can just send me an email, ask for the ordering details. That's at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And again, that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. You can use that email as well, of course, to send me any comments, questions, suggestions, whatever. Maybe some guests you'd like to hear on, topics you'd like to hear discussed. Also, you can write to that email address and request a list of my religious rants I've been talking about back in my college days. I was a theology major, amongst other things, and made some very interesting theological discoveries, which got me fired. Yeah, that's how that works. Not much different than in politics, folks. You lift up the rug, you uncover the lumps under that rug, and you discover that there's just no allowance for divergence of opinion in any field of study. I'll tell you that story sometime. I won't hog the... or maybe I will. I don't know. turns out, our guest today, we're having trouble reaching him. I foolishly did not, I haven't been doing that, actually, calling to confirm. I just assume, you know, we establish a date, a time. I just assume they're going to be there, but this is one of those times where I wish I had done that, because Eric John Phelps, for whatever reason, is not answering his phone. So I'll have to call him up and yell at him later. But they're going to still keep trying back at the studio to reach him. But if not, I'll have to, you know, I'll reschedule him. We'll get him on here. He won't get away that easy. I can't imagine something must have come up. But in any case, plenty of material to cover. Never a shortage of things to talk about here on Truth Earth Radio. So whether he shows up or not, we'll still have an interesting show for you. Hey, since we got some time to burn, maybe I will share that story with you. It's very interesting. A lot of people don't know how organized religion works from behind the scenes because they just get that pulpit perspective. You know, they show up once a week for an hour or two and just see the pageantry, but they don't know what goes on behind the curtain. Had to get some water there. I got my AC running. Room's dried out in here. Anyway, so having become a theology major, I did get that unique and downright disgusting perspective, although I wouldn't have traded it for anything. I'm glad I did that. It cost me an awful lot of money to find out what I found out, but and a lot of time. But again, I got a really important education going there. And I'm not talking about the academic part of the education. I'm talking about the learning experience. Having gotten that perspective from behind the curtain, seeing how things work, let me tell you, they'll never fool me again. That might be offensive to some of my listeners, but hey, the truth hurts. What can I tell you? Don't call it truth hurts for nothing here. Organized religion, folks, is a fraud. I don't care what your church is. I don't care how much they've got you convinced, i.e. brainwashed, into thinking that your church is the right one. They're all monstrosities of outrageous corruption. I'm going to do a whole show on that sometime, talking about how organized religion has been hijacked, how it is completely under the control of the state. We do not have freedom of religion anymore in this country, just like we don't have freedom of speech. You don't even have freedom of thought anymore. Hate crimes now. You can't even think anything contrary to the system. And let me tell you, organized religion is every bit as guilty of this as, you know, the media, academia, the government. They're in it for power and money, too. And if you don't go along with the status quo, there's no place for you. Well, it turns out, knowing what I know now, it's just as well it worked out that way, because I wouldn't want to be receiving payment for something that's supposed to be offered free. Interestingly, these pseudo-Christian wannabes profess to follow the Bible, but yet they ignore what the Bible actually says. They profess to follow Christ, but they ignore what Christ says. Christ told his disciples, "Freely you have received, now freely give," when he sent them out on their first missionary journey. And of course, the religious hucksters of today, the men of the cloth, so to speak, they're not freely giving, are they? No. They're paid, in many cases, quite handsomely. Interestingly enough, when Judas came to Christ, asked to follow him, he's the only one that Christ never called to follow him. He asked to follow Christ. Christ never said, "Sure, fine, yeah." He simply told him, "I have no place where to lay my head." Because he knew, of course, what Judas was after. He wanted that luxurious lifestyle, the glamour and the glory that he thought was going to go along with following this great leader who was going to be set up as a king and rule. And little did he know where this was leading. But, you know, Christ, of course, knew that. He knew what he was after. So he told him right from the start, "I got no place to lay my head. Following me isn't going to get you a yacht in the Sea of Galilee and all-expense-paid vacations to Tarshish, the pan for gold." You know, this is just, it's pathetic that people today don't see this. You know, this same problem is ongoing. It's been going on all through the centuries. It's no different today than it was 2,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago in the Dark Ages. Anyway, I just found out our guest is on the line. Awesome. Awesome. Before I introduce him, again, we're going to talk about the Jesuit order, folks, and the havoc it has wreaked throughout history. Just before I introduce them, I kind of wanted to read you this little poem. By the way, I'll pick up that story some other time about the hassle I got as a theology major and the garbage that they put me through. It's a pretty interesting, pathetic, but interesting story. Anyway, let me read you this interesting intro poem. Although this poem is about the Pope, the corrupt popes that we have, especially this one. Oh, good heavens. Just look at that guy and tell me he's not a mafioso crime boss. Ratzinger, how fitting. He just looks the part. But in reality, when we talk about the Jesuits, it's not even the Pope who's the problem. It's what is called the Black Pope. And Eric John Phelps will be talking with us in a moment. He'll tell us more about that. But nevertheless, thought you'd find this poem interesting. I wrote this years ago while I was a theology major. He sits so proud on his papal throne as men gaze on, thinking he's Christ's clone. With a look so pious and adornment so fair, the people are stunned, all they do is stare. He charms them with his speech, with words so carefully planned, to mend the gaping breach and regain the upper hand. They hail his talks of peace, of unity and love, not knowing that his sweet caress will lead to push and shove. So beware, all you governments and leaders of the globe, of the man who wears the mitre and the long white dangling robe. For what happened in past centuries, though many soon forget, will happen once again for sure when the great world stage is set. All right, Mr. Phelps, welcome to Truth Hurts. Glad to have you on.
A pleasure to be with you, Charles, and your listeners.
Yeah, again, for those who don't know, Mr. Phelps here is author of a very well-documented, thick, well-illustrated book called Vatican Assassins. It's basically a book about the history and the current workings of this clandestine organization, which essentially is you could call it the CIA of the papacy, is that right?
That's correct, yes, sir.
And
yes.
It goes...
Yes, the Jesuits, the Jesuits are the overseers of the Vatican hierarchy, and, of course, the Black Pope oversees the White Pope, and the Hitler's SS was modeled after the Jesuit order, and that the SS oversaw and police the Nazi Party, but itself was not beholden to the Nazi Party.
Yeah, many people don't realize that, but Hitler, and as a matter of fact, not just Hitler, Cecil John Rhodes also admired the Jesuits and their hierarchical system.
He patterned his organization that he set up, the Round Table, after the Jesuit order, and he considered himself the Jesuit general of the Round Table, in his own words.
Yeah, it's a system of blind loyalty, isn't it?
Yes, absolute and total obedience. If you ever see that movie with Glenn Ford called The Brotherhood of the Bell,
and it starts out, I haven't.
Oh, it's very interesting. It's really, it almost uses the same exact Jesuit insignia in the movie that it is the Black Pope's insignia. But as they start out with The Brotherhood of the Bell, one of the things that the leading initiator says is, we demand absolute, unquestioning obedience. And
I got a very short. Yeah, I'll have to rent that. So it is about the Jesuits.
Well, it's they poo-hoo it because one of the actors later on in the program says, "I know what this is. It's the bell. It's the bell of St. Peter's, and it's a Vatican conspiracy to overtake America." And he poo-hoos it, but that's exactly what it is. Even though they don't come out and call it the Vatican per se.
Kind of like that movie Bones or Skulls, I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't actually come out and tell you precisely what they're talking about, but it's obvious for those who are familiar with it. Anyway, I just wanted to read this quick quote here, just a couple lines. This is from Ignatius Loyola, who, of course, was the founder of the Jesuit order, or the Society of Jesus, as it's called. In his book, Spiritual Exercises, interesting title, written originally back in 1548, and here's what he said. To arrive at the truth in all things, we ought always to be ready to believe that what seems to us white is black, if the hierarchical church so defines it. You know, if they say white is black or black is white, we're to believe it, regardless what our senses tell us, as long as the church says it.
That's right. That's one of the great maxims of the order, that absolute obedience to any command of a superior. And I want to mention this with regard to the JFK assassination and JFK by Oliver Stone.
Okay, stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Eric John Phelps.
Safely leave it through. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Let's play dominoes.
All right, welcome back to Truth Hurts. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We got Eric John Phelps here as a guest, talking about the Jesuit order. You were mentioning Kennedy and his assassination before the break.
Yes, when we touched upon that maxim of the order, that white is black and black is white, this is exactly what Kevin Costner says when they're seated at a table, having gathered a certain amount of evidence. He says, we're all looking through the looking glass here, people. White is black, and black is white. And that was a Jesuit innuendo to those in the order watching that this entire production is, in fact, or was, in fact, controlled by the Jesuits.
Now, Kennedy, of course, was Catholic. You feel that he had done something that had aroused the anger of the Catholic Church, that he wasn't allowing himself to be directed by the Vatican, you think?
Well, yes, he was a great enemy of Cardinal Spellman. And in 1960, before the Houston ministerial meeting in Houston, Texas, he said that no pope would tell him what to do if he was elected president of the United States. I have a speech in my third edition here. And that right there is when they set in motion the assassination, because Kennedy then repudiated the temporal power of the Pope, the temporal power being the Pope's right to his supposed right to rule the government of every nation on earth.
I know he said something to the effect that I'm a president who happens to be Catholic, but I'm not a Catholic president. I think that's how he...
That's actually to that effect, but those weren't the exact words. I have it verbatim quoted in my book, the third edition. But the high point was that he openly and publicly repudiated the temporal power of the Pope. We, of course, whenever we talk about Roman Catholicism, we always have to make the differentiation here between the people, the Catholic people, and
right.
the Roman hierarchy, which is the government. And
right.
I don't attack the Roman Catholic people. If I was anti-Catholic, I would have never written a book in defense of Kennedy.
Well, this is endemic to any institution. This is the point I always
sure.
make. I don't care what it is. All
sure.
institutions that corrupt and that concentrate money and power in the hands of a few
right.
are corrupt. That's
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I don't care
absolutely.
What the academic, religious, doesn't matter.
Absolutely. That's why we should be very absolutely against any form of centralized power in anything. But
right.
Kennedy went against this. He went against the Federal Reserve. He printed nearly $5 billion with United States notes. Well, the Jesuits control the Federal Reserve Bank. Their High Knights of Malta run it. And I know of at least one Jesuit who is involved with the Federal Reserve Bank, who Francis, the brother of Rowley, Francis Rowley, the Jesuit, he was the brother of James J. Rowley, who was the head of the Secret Service at the time of the Kennedy assassination. James J. Rowley was intimately involved with the Federal Reserve Bank. So we have Papal Knights of Malta, we have the Jesuits, and that is their bank. And when Kennedy went against the Pope's bank, that was another reason to go after him. He further wanted to destroy the CIA. Well, the CIA is the Black Pope's international, one of his key linchpins in the international intelligence community that he put together after World War II. So he wants to do away with the CIA, break it into 1,000 pieces. He wants to close the tax loopholes for the steel industry, and U.S. Steel is completely run by the Knights of Malta in conjunction with the oil industry, which he made enemies of Murchison and E. Howard, Howard Hunt and others.
Yeah.
So he went against huge international Vatican cartel corporate enterprises, and that was another reason for his assassination.
And, of course, there was that tape came out, last week there, E. Howard Hunt confessing, that CIA, of course, was involved.
Yes.
We needed that to prove that, but...
Yeah, well, E. Howard Hunt was protected for the rest of his life for all the dirty things that he did, and he kept quiet for the rest of his life, and then towards the end, he blames Lyndon Johnson and a few other lower-level assassins. But he never would ever dare to go and talk about the Knights of Malta like Alan Dulles, like William J. Casey, other powerful knights with John McCone, who was at the head of the CIA at the time, a powerful knight of Malta and a big shipbuilder, involved with SoCal, Standard Oil of California, which then ties you into the huge oil monopoly of Saudi Arabia. He would never go there, and he would never go to Cardinal Spellman. And Cardinal Spellman was the American Pope. He was the most powerful churchman in U.S. history to that time. He had complete access to the FBI through Hoover, the CIA through the Dulles brothers. He was involved in everything. And a great book for your listeners to read is called The American Pope, written by John Cooney in about 1984.
Now, when you look at the CIA fact book, and it tells you that the bank that has the largest holdings in the world is the Vatican Bank, that's a force to be reckoned with. I mean, apparently they've got more money than the Rothschilds, for crying out loud.
Of course. I show in my book that the Rothschilds are merely Vatican bankers, but the men who control the banking systems of this world are white, and they are Gentiles, either high-level Protestant Freemasons or Roman Catholic Knights of Malta.
You know, speaking of wanting to follow the Jesuit ideology, everybody refers to Weishaupt, Adam Weishaupt, as the founder of the New World Order. But in reality, he was following the Jesuit plan, if you will,
Absolutely.
And hierarchical arrangement. You know, he was Jesuit trained himself.
Absolutely. And we have to remember that the Illuminati would have never been founded in 1776 had not the Jesuit order been suppressed by the Pope 3 years prior to that in 1773. And the Jesuits had been expelled from the most powerful Roman Catholic nations in Europe. They'd been expelled from Portugal in 1759, which means all the Portuguese holdings. He was expelled from France in 1764, which included the Louisiana and all the French holdings abroad. And he was expelled from Spain in 1767. And then in 1773, the Pope issues a bull of suppression and extinction forever.
Yeah, this is a very interesting, very deep topic. Lots to talk about, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back here on Truth Hurts Radio with Eric John Phelps.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Truth Hurts Radio, your host Charlie Giuliani. Before going back to our guest, Eric John Phelps, we've got a couple callers here waiting on the line. Let's go first to Adam in Utah. You there, Adam?
Hi, Charles.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey, thanks for having me on. And then also, hey, I just want to first thank Eric. It was through Eric that I learned about the Pale of Settlement up in southern Russia, and how that all worked, and I emailed Eric, and he emailed me back and explained it all to me, and that's an interesting subject for your listeners. And but, you know, I was watching, the reason I wanted to call in was I was watching the Jay Leno show last night, and I don't know if anyone else was, but they had Antonio Banderas on as the guest, and I guess he's from Spain, and remarkably, he started talking about religion right off the bat. And he said that just prior to the show, he had gone to a religious festival in Spain that was older than Columbus. He said it was called the Brotherhood, and he said it started in about 1460 or 62. And you know, he said they worshipped Mary, and then he threw in that they worshipped Jesus Christ. And it was very interesting because, you know, and I didn't, you know, so I was sitting there listening to it, and I was like, okay, you know, the Brotherhood, this doesn't sound too good. But then they actually showed a picture of the festival, and there was a bunch of guys, and he was talking about how they build a float, like, you know, a parade float and this and that. And And you know, I was, what could I think about it up to that point? But then they showed a picture of the festival, and they showed a bunch of guys walking around in black robes with these 2 foot tall pointy hats on that looked like they were basically like the Ku Klux Klan, but they were wearing black robes instead of white, and they had little slits in the eyes. And I think, oh man, this is not looking good at all. And anyway, I just wanted to maybe ask Mr. Phelps what his opinion on that is, and you know, what he thinks of this group called the Brotherhood in Spain that goes back to 1460.
Well, thanks for calling, Adam, and I'm glad the Pale of Settlement was of help to you. This Brotherhood, going back to pre-Columbus days, I'm sure was ultimately controlled by the Vatican, probably the Dominicans at the time, because they were, for the most part, all-powerful in Spain with the Inquisition, you know. But today, no question that the Jesuits rule it, because every general of every order, like the Dominican general, the Redemptorist general, the Franciscan general, they all are subject to the Jesuit general. And so the Antonio Banderas, he's an interesting fellow in that he has played the part of a Jesuit in a particular movie called The Order, I believe. And the purpose of the movie was to show that the Lord Jesus Christ never really rose from the dead, and therefore anybody teaching this is an absolute lie, and thus Roman Catholicism is absolutely a lie, which, of course, the Christ of Catholicism and the Christ of the Bible are two separate Christs. But then he resigns as a priest. But Banderas is intimately associated with the Jesuit order. The Jesuits rule Spain. They control all the transportation in Madrid. They control the railways, and of course they educated Juan Carlos, and Juan Carlos is a high-level knight of Malta. So the Jesuits in control of the Vatican control everything that goes down in Spain.
And one other comment real quick is it was also through you that I understood, you know, I could never figure out why the United Nations, right when it was formed in 1947 or whatever.
45.
And you know, they're it seemed to me like their first big act as the United Nations was to create Israel, you know, that's the homeland for the Jews. And you know, I could never figure out why they would, you know, if the United Nations was really, you know, trying to do this New World Order thing, you know, why they would be trying to create this homeland for God's people. And then it was through you, Eric, that you know, I finally understood that, you know, because Hitler and Himmler were talking about, geez, you know, should we execute all the Jews here, or should we ship them back to Israel and then execute them? You know, what do we do with all these Jews?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Vatican has a concordat signed with the state of Israel.
With Israel,
as always. Yeah.
That's right. In 1993, it recognized Israel. But if I can go back to your first statement, the Cardinal Spellman was the impetus behind getting the UN to back Israel, even though the official position of the Vatican was never to recognize it. And so Spellman, and the key votes to this happening, one of them was the state of Paraguay. Paraguay was created by the Jesuits. Paraguay was where all the top Paraguayan reductions were located, some 57 different reductions in South America for over 150 years. Asunción, the capital of Paraguay, was created by the Jesuit order. So here we have the Jesuits in total control of Paraguay and working with Cardinal Spellman to help in the UN official recognition of the nation of Israel. And why
well,
is that?
It's not like their stance against Freemasonry. They forbid you to join, but yet most of your top Vatican officials are high-ranking.
That's correct.
The P2 Lodge has a very cozy relationship with them.
Yes, and look at Pope Leo XIII. Pope Leo XIII issued the most powerful bull against Freemasonry that any pope ever issued, and yet his Secretary of State, Cardinal Rampolla, was a member of the OTO.
What do you think of the notion, I think this is in your book, in fact, of John Paul I having been murdered because he wanted to clean up the Vatican Bank and get the P2 Lodge's investments out of there, you know, their funds out of there?
That's correct. John Paul I, like Kennedy, thought they were in charge. He thought he was Pope. Kennedy thought he was President. And so as a result, indeed, David Yollop's work is very decisive for me in that they killed him. Avril Van Hatten wrote a book called Murder in the Vatican, where the nun discovered him with this horrible grimace on his face after he had been poisoned. So there's no doubt that John Paul I was murdered by...
No autopsy.
Murdered by the Jesuits using their high-level Freemasons in the Vatican.
Yeah, no question. Any other point you wanted to make, Adam? We got another caller waiting.
No, just thanks a lot for all your hard work, and appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks a lot. We got Mike from New York. You still there, Mike?
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Mr. Hertz, what is the name of your guest?
Eric John Phelps.
Oh, okay. Just Phil Collins, right? I heard it before, and I all this thing what he's saying about the Jesuit order, the Jesuit was created by the Jews in Spain, because they was expelled from Spain from Queen Elizabeth. The Catholic Church was run from the beginning, from Freemason and Jesuits. That was a Jewish creation. And he's just another specialist to disturb the attention from the Jews to the Jesuits. The Jesuits are the Jews. And I heard it before. His name, he said, is Phillips Collins, but I think he's a Jew.
What do you say about that, Mr. Phelps?
Well, I'm not a Jew. I'm an Irish and a Swedish white Gentile, number one.
You are a Jew. I heard
this before. This venue is not for you, sir,
you
to propagate
Jew.
Your propaganda.
You
I will entertain a question, but I will not tolerate your attack.
Yeah.
Okay, I think Mike made his point. I don't really like people calling in and upsetting the guests. But,
comment to the Jewish issue and the Jesuits if you'd like me to.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, many people say Loyola was a Jew. That is not so. Some say he was a Mariano. He was not. It was not a Jew disguising himself as a Spaniard. He was indeed a Gentile Spaniard of the royal house of Loyola, and was intimate with the king, and was also intimate with Charles V. And Charles V, who was a Holy Roman Emperor for some time, would never entertain Jews in his court. They hated the Jews. Ferdinand and Isabella had expelled the Jews in 1492. So Loyola was not a Jew, but Leynez, Diego Leynez, who became the third Jesuit general, he was a Jew. And in 1593, the Jesuits passed a statute in their constitutions that no Jew could enter into the Jesuit order. And that statute stood until 1946.
Well, I mean, the Catholic Church used to have Jews wear the yellow beanies to distinguish them from everyone else, so they knew who to...
That's correct.
That
was all part of canon law. The Jews were
put them in the ghettos, and
yes, right. And that's why Hitler called it the final solution to the Jewish question. There were previous solutions to the Jewish question, and all those solutions were located or originated from the Vatican. A very interesting book to read about this in this history is, yes, it's written by a Jew, but Kirchner's work, but it's called "The Popes Against the Jews."
And by the way, to play it fair, what's his name? Oh, the great reformer there.
Martin Luther.
He was very much against the Jews as well. He wrote some incredibly scathing statements.
But I take issue with that. That is not true. That's the Jesuits putting out on the Jews in their lies and attributing it to Martin Luther, just as they put out the Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion and attribute it to the Jews. Luther never wrote on the Jews and their lies, and if you examine the language and the theology of his work, you see work salvation all the way through it. You have this biting, scathing language that, although Luther did call the Pope his hellishness and a few other things, the theology of Luther and the theology of on the Jews and their lies is absolutely at different poles.
Well, that would make sense. I mean, because, you know, any clandestine secret society or intelligence agency, if you will, you know, their first modus operandi is lies and propaganda.
Deception. A bodyguard of lies. Absolutely. And the Jesuits are masters of it. There's none better than they are. And
well, I mean, the whole purpose of their creation was to counteract the Protestant Reformation.
The Reformation. So, I mean, that's why they were called the Counter-Reformation. And so what did they want to do? They wanted to bring the world back to the 13th century, the greatest of centuries, when the Pope Innocent III, that evil, horrible, wicked man, when he was a universal monarch, at least of all of Europe, and off to the Far East also. But they wanted to bring the world back to the 13th century, to the Dark Ages, when the Pope was in his noonday of meridian power, and to do this they had to overthrow the Reformation nations of Northern Europe. The other purpose for the forming of the Jesuits was to take Jerusalem from the Muslims, and you can read this in Wiley's great work, The History of Protestantism, in the second volume.
You know, people need to realize that Loyola, you know, he's considered a saint, of course, whatever that means. But the truth is, the man was an occultist.
Of course.
I mean, the methods he employed were anything but, you know, quote, Christian. I mean, they were, he delved into the dark arts. He was a mystic.
That's absolutely right. And he had first been into the Spanish Alumbrados. And he had done levitation, and when he formed the order in a cave with, seven other fellows, it was all the occult. The most powerful occultists in the world are the high Jesuits. And the essence of Freemasonry, which is occultism, Luciferianism, Satanism, all the high rites of Freemasonry, Scottish Rite as well as Grand Orient, were written by the Jesuits. So the Jesuitism is essentially Luciferian Satanism as reflected in high-level Masonry. And this further validates the point that high-level Masons are nothing but the altar boys, the gophers for the Jesuits in fomenting revolutions that the Black Pope wants, setting up banking systems or whatever, the high-level Masons, because the same essential religion of Jesuitism, do their bidding.
And, you know, obviously they exert a very powerful influence in the media. Their number one tactic at the highest levels, would you say it's fair to say that not all Jesuits are evil? You know, just like the CIA, you've got a lot of honest people. They want that for good PR.
That's correct.
We're dealing with high-level Jesuits here.
Yes, we're dealing with Jesuits of the Fourth Vow.
Right.
They're under the Fourth Vow, and I have it from seven different sources in my book.
Would you say that Mr. O'Reilly might be one of those? I never realized it, but one day I was watching him, and he was talking to another guest, and he said, well, you, like me, are Jesuit-trained. We both went to Notre Dame.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly of Fox, you mean?
Yeah.
I didn't know he went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, but, he boasted that he was Jesuit.
Remember, Notre Dame is not a Jesuit university, even though, in fact, the Jesuits controlled it and have controlled it through years through their past president, Theodore Hesburgh. Remember,
yeah.
Theodore Hesburgh has been a trustee of the Rockefeller Foundation.
But he did refer to himself as Jesuit-trained.
Did he? Jesuit-trained. Okay, well, O'Reilly, I have no doubt, and I've called him publicly a Jesuit temple coadjutor, along with Sean Hannity and Rupert Murdoch, and Gibson and Greta Van Susteren. Greta Van Susteren is an adjunct professor at Jesuit Georgetown University. So no, Fox News Network is the right-wing neo-fascist Jesuit news network, and Bill O'Reilly is the leading person.
He's quite a liar. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you about Alberto Rivera. What you thought of him? Is this guy, for those that don't know, this is a guy that has come forward, back in the 70s, I think, 60s or 70s?
70s, 80s, and early 90s.
Yeah, claiming to have been in the Jesuit order, and he told some horrific nightmare stories of things he experienced. I actually met him once. I found him to be a very temperamental kind of person, not very humble. But, you know, I mean, a lot of the stuff he says does seem to check out with what I know about the history of this clandestine organization. Do you think he's genuine?
Yes, I do. I think he made some personal mistakes after he left the Jesuit order. It tends to sometimes want to discredit him with regard to money matters. But as far as who he was and what he did as a Jesuit, I have no doubt that it's true. And one of the gentlemen that helped him to retrieve his sister, who was a nun in a convent, was Avril Manhattan. And Avril Manhattan has written several books on the Jesuits.
Yeah.
Even though I consider Avril Manhattan, when he tells the truth about the Vatican, he still was an English Knight of Malta, and he was still British intelligence. But nonetheless...
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, that's why he never showed that the Cold War was a hoax. That at the top and the East and West are both controlled by high-level Knights of Malta. He knew that the British intelligence ran the KGB, but he never said a word about it, so he had his function. But nonetheless, Alberto Rivera, I'm completely convinced he's exactly who he said he was, a Jesuit of the Fourth Vow, and I know his wife, Nuri Rivera, fairly well, and I believe she's telling the truth, too.
Is he still alive, by the way?
No, he passed away.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in case our listeners aren't familiar with, and by the way, I see we have Ann from Texas. I'll be with you in just one moment. I just wanted to read this short excerpt from the Oath of Extreme Unction. This is an oath that is given to Jesuits, again, when they're about to enter a high position of command. I mean, the whole thing is scary, but I'll just read a couple quick short paragraphs from it. This is what they're sworn in with. They have to say this. I, so-and-so, now in the presence of all the apostles and saints and sacred hosts of heaven, declare that I, when opportunity presents, make and wage relentless war secretly or openly against all heretics, Protestants, and liberals, as I am directed so to do. Okay, we got to go on a break. Stick with us, guys. I'll finish this when we get back. It's very revealing. Tell us a lot about the kind of mentality that operates at high levels in the Jesuit order. We'll be right back.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We've got our guest here, Eric John Phelps. Before we go back to him, I just want to remind Ann that we're going to get to you in a moment. Appreciate your patience. Just a reminder, we're still conducting the pledge drive here at RBN. Appreciate if you could call in, folks, with your contributions so you can keep us going here, keep this these great radio programs going. You can dial in with your contributions at 800-724-2719, again, 800-724-2719, or you can write in to the RBN office here at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's RBN office, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Just a note, too, on people who call in. You know, we appreciate all our callers, and we really don't care if you agree with us or not. That's fine. In fact, we prefer people who disagree. You know, let's, you know, we could have a debate or something. But by all means, let's, you know, maintain some adult maturity and be respectful of the guests. You know, as soon as people call in with an attitude, that's just a big turnoff. I tend to just want to hang up on them right from the outset. Anyway, let me just finish quickly reading this excerpt. This is very revealing. And understand, this document is authentic. I mean, you can go to the Library of Congress and look this up, the Oath of Extreme Unction of the Jesuits. This was actually used in Supreme Court cases to prevent people in the past from running for Congress because of, you know, having sworn this oath. Some people who had run for Congress had sworn this oath. Anyway, it says, I promise to wage war relentlessly, secretly or openly, against all heretics, Protestants, and liberals, as I am so directed to do, to extricate and to exterminate them from the face of the whole earth, and that I will spare neither age, sex, or condition, and that I will hang, burn, waste, boil, flay, strangle, and bury alive these infamous heretics, rip up the stomachs and wombs of their women, and crush their infants' heads against the walls in order to annihilate forever their execrable race. This is worse than anything I've ever read produced by the CIA. Then it goes on, just one more paragraph here. When the same cannot be done openly, I will secretly use the poison cup, the strangulating cord, the steel of the poniard, or the leaden bullet, regardless of the honor, rank, dignity, or authority of the person or persons, whatever may be their condition in life, either public or private, as I at any time may be directed so to do by any agent of the Pope or superior of the Brotherhood of the Holy Faith of the Society of Jesus or the Black Pope. So, I mean, this tells you the kind of mentality that permeates this monstrously evil secret society at the highest levels, the high-ranking Jesuits. These people, folks, are a force to be reckoned with. They're evil. They have no scruples. And they have created just outrageous scandals all throughout history, and they continue to do so. Anyway, Ann, you still there in Texas with us?
Heard Mr. Phelps mention Paraguay, and I thought it was kind of ironic that we go down there and talk them into letting us put an airstrip in that will hold cargo planes, and then all of a sudden the Bushes go down there and buy 100,000 acres,
yes,
2 miles from it. Now, who's getting bit here? The taxpayers? So, Mr. Phelps, that sent us, that Spain company that wants to put the Trans-Texas Corridor and own it through,
yes,
Texas, part of the Jesuits?
Absolutely. Juan
Thank
Carlos
you.
Is a Jesuit, and he controls the company.
Yeah.
So the Jesuits are going to make billions, trillions, while they take apart our country.
Yeah, and they've got our,
so, I tell you what, Ann, why don't
in
you,
the pocket.
Why don't you stay there with us, Ann, and you can pick up after the break. We'll be right back, folks.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing.